Good afternoon, I'm Mark Dayer. I've got nothing to do with IT. I'm a proper doctor. So I'm slightly surprised to be here today. This was about all I was given as direction when preparing my talk. So you'll have to excuse me. There's very few facts in here, you might be pleased to know. And I thought I'd start by telling you what I do. And as I say, I'm a cardiologist, and I have a subspecialist interest in putting in these things, which are implantable electronic devices. And these little boxes cost about £15,000, and I spend several million pounds of the NHS budget every year putting them in people. And this is an echo, which shows a very poorly functioning heart, and we put one of these devices in this chap. And I also have interest in treating people with advanced heart failure, which is a serious condition, which actually has a worse prognosis than most cancers, but it doesn't really create the headlines that cancer does. And I was asked to talk about IT in the National Health Service. And the National Health Service, for those of you who aren't in the UK, is a beloved institution in the UK, because it gives healthcare free of charge to everyone, which isn't the same in all countries. It has its faults and its problems, and we have delays and all manner of other things, but no politician dares dismantle it. And in recent years, we've been embarking on an enormous program to transform the NHS, to actually bring it into the modern digital era. And the government, the previous government under Tony Blair, pledged £12 billion. And if you read most papers or most commentaries, they will say it's been an utter failure. And there's many more headlines. You just go anywhere and type in NHS and IT, and you'll get grim headlines like this. And they started with a hospital which isn't far from here. It's in Hampstead. It's a large hospital, the Royal Free Hospital. And they put in a new patient administration system there. And this is a patient administration system. Tells us where our patients are, where our patients' notes are, when they're going to turn up to appointments, and so on and so forth. It's really the sort of core IT system you need in any hospital to run it. And when they put the new system in, and I won't give the name away, but some of you will probably know which one it was an utter disaster, and it brought the hospital to its knees. And this is just one of many examples where hospitals have been brought to a standstill when we've introduced new IT systems, because the flow of information has stopped. And there was another